in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour two of this 12th day of January 04. We got Paul Joseph Watson to talk about the Moon and Mars mission that's to be announced and to get his analysis on that. The latest developments with the Princess Diana murder. There have been new developments. Also, this announcement that they found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Dozens and dozens of mustard gas, mortar shells, also some of the new police state developments. But I want to get through five or six calls that have been holding. Let's go to you quick with your question or your comment. Mark in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
The anthrax vaccine immunization program back running on all cylinders again. $245 million contract that Bioport just received. And
I've got a new report here from more scientists saying it's a dangerous vaccine.
Now, what's interesting, Alex, is you notice that it was resumed on Wednesday when Bush announced his big Jobs for Legal Aliens program. And so everybody, I've been talking to people, everybody seems to think the anthrax vaccine immunization program was halted, and it's not going on right now.
A federal judge said this is not approved for humans. You can't make troops take an experimental vaccine. Now, it's been experimental for 14 years. They've been giving it. So Bush says, I want the courts to overturn that, and they wouldn't. So within 4 days, he told the FDA, okay, go ahead and approve it.
Yep.
They wouldn't approve it for 14 years, and 4 days later, they approve it, and it's back in the troops.
In fact, what's interesting, the statutes that decision was based on, in fact, I have a copy of those statutes on my site. Is that okay if I give that?
Sure. What's your website?
It's No Anthrax Vaccine, all one word, noanthraxvaccine.net. And it's actually, I have the executive order that Clinton wrote, 130139, I believe it was, which is a repetition of the statutes. And they're constructed so loosely that really it gives the government the flexibility to come into compliance with the law, no matter what it does, by fiat. It pretty much says, well, you know, the government can't force troops to take experimental shots unless the president signs a waiver or unless, of course, the FDA says it's okay.
And Bush wouldn't do, Clinton had the evil nerve to sign that order. Bush wouldn't reissue it. He just told his FDA, which is the sneaky way of doing it, you go ahead and approve that. Think about now the president. Hey, folks, you want a new heart medication that's not approved? Just ask Bush to say it's approved. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Think about the danger, the dictatorial power of that. Bush is now a doctor. Bush told the FDA to approve a drug, a vaccine they wouldn't approve for 14 years that admittedly has killed a bunch of troops and made a lot of others sick. That makes me very angry. Let's talk to Rick in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Listen, in reference to the new space missions we're having, wasn't it the report from Iron Mountain that talked about disposing some of the population through vaccines and keeping them diverted with unobtainable space-based missions?
Yes, and they admit that much of NASA, about 80% of it, is secret. Most of it is military. So they can use the funds for a Mars mission, a moon mission, and really use that, most of that money, for clandestine black budget operations.
It's a very evil organization. And that's all I had to say.
All right, good points. And yes, Bush is scheduled. Now, he was scheduled to do it last month, didn't do it, on the 100th anniversary of powered flight. Bush is scheduled Wednesday to announce we're going back to the moon and to Mars for the first time. What do you think about that? Because we covered it, but we didn't discuss it. It's a big deal. We'll come back and we'll go to Howard and Maggie and Spencer and others. Then I'm going to hit some more of the news, and we're getting Paul Watson on. Then we've got the folks from Ranch Rescue coming on to talk about getting shot at by Mexican troops.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In just the last decade, hundreds of prominent people, from the Pope 2 weeks ago, to the president's father, George Herbert Walker Bush, to the heads of academia, mass media, German chancellors, British prime ministers, have called for world government, world taxation, world regulation, world disarmament of the people, gun confiscation. But still, the so-called liberals and the so-called conservatives that dominate our media, the neocon hordes, claim there's no such thing as world government. So let me read four or five famous world government quotes, then we'll go to Howard, Maggie, and Spencer and others. This is David Rockefeller. But this present window of opportunity during which a truly peaceful and independent world order might be built will not be open for long. Already, there are powerful forces at work that threaten to destroy all our hopes and efforts to erect an enduring structure of global interdependence. David Rockefeller speaking at the Business Council for the United Nations, September 14th, 1994. The next century, in the next century, nations as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. National sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all. Strobe Talbot, President Clinton's Deputy Secretary of State, is quoted in Time magazine, July 20th, 1992. We shall have world government whether you like it or not, by conquest or consent. Statement by Council on Foreign Relations member James Warburg to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on February 17, 1950. Our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. Sarah Brady, chairman of Handgun Control, to Senator Howard Metzenbaum, the National Educator, January 94, page 3. That was said on the floor of the Senate, by the way, on C-SPAN. When we got organized as a country and we wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights, giving a radical amount of individual freedom to Americans, and so a lot of people say there's too much personal freedom. When personal freedom's being abused, you have to move to limit it. That's what we did in the announcement I made last weekend on the public housing projects about how we're going to have weapon sweeps and more things like that to try to make people safer in their communities. President Clinton, March 22nd, 94, MTV's Enough is Enough. We can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. President Bill Clinton, USA Today, March 11th, 93, page 2A. The last quote I'm going to read here. Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, listen carefully, whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose, mass mind control. The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history. David Rockefeller's statement in 73 about Mao Zedong, New York Times, August 10th, 1973. And this is really the last one. The truth of the matter is that you do have those standby provisions, and the statutory emergency plans are there, where you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military, and arrest Americans and hold them in detention camps, U.S. Representative Henry Gonzalez, August 29th, 94. By the way, I have that video clip of him saying that and Senate hearings about concentration camps in the film The Takeover. That's about 3 minutes of that two-hour, five-minute film, just to give you an idea of what's in these videos. But think about David Rockefeller saying for Mao's obituary, writing an obituary for his beloved Mao, who he made so much money with, that, oh, he did such a good job. Mao killed 50 million people. The communist Chinese admit that. 50 million. That is tens of millions more than Adolf Hitler, the highest estimates of how many people he killed. That's counting Jews, Germans, Russians, everybody who got killed due to Hitler's activities. It's conservatively 25 million or so. Mao kills 50 million, and they just out in the open, oh, Mao's so good. And this is who runs the Trilateral Commission, who runs the CFR. Okay, let's go back to calls. Let's talk to Howard in Missouri, then we'll go to Maggie and others. Howard, welcome.
Yes, sir, Alex. I hope the name of Colin McMillan is never forgotten. It's going to be just like Vince Foster because, you know, he lived right over there by Area 51 over there. He had several thousand acres, and he was, of course, the appointee to Secretary of Navy by President Bush. And I just think Mr. Bush is making a big mistake by pandering to the people that killed Colin McMillan. I don't believe he committed suicide.
Okay. For those that aren't in your mind, that don't know what you know, that don't know what I know, give them a little background. Tell them what you're talking about.
Well, of course, he was appointed by President Bush, and then he said he committed suicide, Mr. McMillan, and he was appointed as Secretary of Navy. And I'll tell you the God's truth, my personal opinion, if you look at Secretary of Navy now and who's in charge of Nassau, you'll see the same family tree, and all has to do with Fabian socialism. And I think, of course, Mr. Bush is being run by the communists, I can tell you something else. I told people in Austin, Texas, they was going to kill four of Bush's people before Colin McMillan was, well, they said he committed suicide, but if you call over to the security over at Austin, Texas, you'll find out I told them that they was going to kill four of Bush's men, and I don't know how many people they killed, you know, in Washington, D.C., but Bush is being pushed around, and if he thinks that he can, you know, come up with this Mars program and just forget about Colin McMillan, and I'm not going to forget about it. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay,
it.
Thanks for the call. For those that just joined us, Colin McMillan, this is on the record, had cancer. He had beaten the cancer. And he had fought it. And then he gets appointed the head of the Navy and then blows his head off. And that was last year, middle of last year. I don't know if that was an assassination. It may not have been. I mean, the guy on the record was a Bush minion. He had cancer. He'd gotten cancer again. So that points towards the fact that he really could have committed suicide. Now, when you get somebody like Mr. Baxter, who blows his head off in his underwear two blocks from his house and had just bought a new boat and a new mortgage on a house and was about to testify against Enron executives, that looks like murder. The head, Arthur Anderson, accountant, his decomposing body was found 3 weeks dead outside Denver in the woods in his car. He'd shot himself in the head, supposedly. That, again, looks like a murder. We know that the woman who was suing Bush, claiming that he had raped her, I read the news articles. There had been just a few mainstream articles. I said, I don't know if that's true or not. Then she shot herself twice in the head. So that adds credibility. She might have been telling the truth, or she could have committed suicide. But when you start seeing a pattern of this, it leans towards political assassination. Look, the Bush administration has no need to get rid of their own people because most of them are on board. O'Neill, for some reason, was a little more big government style and didn't want to cut taxes. If you're going to cut taxes, you do have to cut government programs. But and there was some fighting between O'Neill and Bush, and now O'Neill is you know, out there speaking out against Bush, while trying to spin it that he isn't, more doublespeak. But, again, I don't like to speculate. I just don't like to speculate, and I don't know if they murdered Secretary of the Navy. Well, he was becoming the Secretary of the Navy. I know Clinton did have some admirals taken out, or at least those behind Clinton did. There were clearly some murders of high-level military officials in the first few years of the Clinton White House. Especially when Clinton started coming out with his new presidential decision directives to have the nuclear forces stand down. There were quite a few officers died suddenly when that was announced. I guess they weren't going to go along with it. Let's talk to Maggie in Texas. Maggie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Your earlier mention of officer call centers reminded me of this. About 2 or 3 months ago, no more, there was a little item very briefly in the news about how Dell Computer was pulling back a few hundred of its jobs in Bangalore to the United States because of complaints from its corporate customers, which is most of them, about, quote, thick accents and scripted responses. And this was on NPR one day, and I pulled up a couple of Google documents pertaining to it also. It said something to the effect that corporate customers who have had to call Bangalore for their computer questions will now have them answered by personnel in Texas, Tennessee, and I think it was Idaho.
Okay, for those that just joined us, the majority, already the majority of customer service calls, including when you call for your welfare check, that's even admitted, government contracts going to India. You're talking to someone in India, and yeah, they teach them how to not have a thick accent just with certain terms and phrases. They don't even know what you're talking about. I've called customer service issues before, and I begin screaming at them saying, get me an American. And yeah, it's always somebody from India. They don't know what they're talking about, and we should all complain. We should all say, I'm sending this computer back. I'm sending this telephone back. I'm sending back this, you know, this piece of equipment if you don't give me an American right now.
Alex, my further question...
Oh, stay there. Stay there, Maggie. I want to finish up with you. You're making some good points. The majority of the telemarketing and customer service calls are in India. And the state welfare agencies are starting to all contract with India. That should be illegal.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, let me boil this down. There have been laws that there's going to be a weapons contract or a welfare contract or a construction contract. You have to give it to American companies. But then most of our companies became international and built their divisions in Europe or Latin America or Asia, and so they've changed all those laws. And now most of the states, when you call for your welfare check, this was on 60 Minutes last night, I had read articles about this, most of them, the calls go to India. You're calling about your welfare check or your Social Security, whatever, and you're talking to somebody who can barely speak English, and they showed it on television last night, who are reading off scripts. They're taught how to sound more Western off simple scripts. I help you. So your computer's not working well. Well, let me try to go through this with you. It's all staged. And I've been on the phone with these people, and they'll sound okay at first, and after 5 minutes of trying to fix a computer problem, they're cutting out into, you know, Hindu or whatever. And I won't be too mean to them. I'll just say, get me an American. Excuse me, sir, we are here to help. Get me somebody who understands me. Transfer me now. And they will transfer you, and they will transfer you to a call center in the U.S. So it's simple. We all start demanding to talk to a call center in the U.S. We refuse to talk to somebody who is obviously not from this country. Understand, folks, we pay taxes, they build a big government, and then we don't even get to work for the government. Now it goes to a foreign country. That should be illegal. Let's go back to Maggie. Maggie, go ahead.
Oh, you just taught me a few things, Alex. When I last called Sony for some help, I could actually hear the person typing on his own keyboard and bringing up the same pages of the same guidebook that I had failed to understand. But getting back to Delvo quickly, the idea of an international corporation like Dell even responding to a complaint in an official way is startling, and that it should be reported, too. And I'm just wondering if there is any way of tracking to find out whether they actually did what they said they were going to do, because my impression is that once jobs go away, they just don't come back.
Well, they're phasing them out. We're at the crossroads of biometrics, the crossroads of RFID, the crossroads of the surveillance grid. We're at the crossroads of the police state. We're at the crossroads of electronic voting. We've got a chance to boycott all this and back it off. But this is a small window of opportunity. And many times when I call customer service on an issue and I'm talking to somebody in India, I demand that they transfer me to a call center in the U.S. every time they do it. So what they're doing is what you just mentioned. For corporate customers and others, they've still got people that know what they're talking about here, and you will get transferred back to the United States.
Oh, okay. One more thing. Quickly, I remember when Dell first announced with pride that they were going to start call centers in Bangalore, and that's about 5 years ago maybe, and they had a big segment on it on NPR. Now, this is quite a while back, and they had people who really could speak English without an accent, but I guess once they got used to that and it got a little stale, it became more cost-effective not to choose those kind of people.
Well, regardless, if a private company wants to do that, it's a free country. But we should not buy their products. We should demand better service. But when the government does it, no, you keep the money here in America. But hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
And folks, I've been mentioning this a lot lately because it's something that's kind of, I've known about it for years, but I never really talk about it. There are two different federal laws. And why do you think it's foreigners that own all the gas stations, all the hotels? Because citizens, whether you're black or white or Hispanic or whatever, you can't compete against them. Why can't you compete? It's not because they're so hardworking. I mean, folks, listen, talk about discrimination. I mean, I know how blacks feel when only, you know, whites own the big businesses. I've never seen a hotel that wasn't owned by Indians. And this is in the last 10 years. And I'm not against Indians. My point is, how can they do that? Well, because they're as hardworking and as smart as Americans, but on top of it, they get 7 to 10 years of no income tax. That's 30-40% bigger profit, investment. No one can compete against that. No one can compete in prices against that. Do you understand? Why did the government do that? It shows what they think of citizens. Why would the government give foreigners the incentive to come here and get no taxes for 7 to 10 years, depending on what federal program they follow? Why? No one's addressed that. We know why, to get rid of the middle class. All right, Spencer and Chris and Dan and Richard and others, your calls are coming up, as well as Paul Watson and the Big News Blitz.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know without cholesterol, your body wouldn't make important hormones like estrogen and testosterone? Without cholesterol, your mood would drop, your skin would dry out. You wouldn't make any vitamin D nor any bile to digest fatty foods. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Cholesterol is not a life-threatening toxin. Despite efforts to reduce cholesterol and fats in your diet, your liver will make about a glassful of cholesterol a day. The bottom line is, we need to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. That's just what Lifespan Nutrition has done with its revolutionary Normatrol formula. It provides potent amounts of lecithin along with rice bran, flaxseed, taurine, boron, and magnesium. Call 866-405-4000 to find out about this revolutionary dietary supplement called Normatrol. That's 866-405-4000. Lifespan Nutrition wants to help you maintain healthy cholesterol levels. 866-405-4000.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. For the loaded phones, we're going to get to everybody here in just a few minutes. We're going to have Paul Watson with us for the next hour. Then I got Ranch Rescue coming on. Talk about the Mexican troops shooting at their organization. They've been shooting at the Border Patrol, killing members of the Border Patrol, forest agents, you name it. But Paul Watson, I don't know if you were just listening, but I was talking about how they've had this law for, I think, about 15 years here in the U.S. And if you didn't know about this, folks, you should check it out, where for 7 to 10 years, foreigners, for opening a new business, only foreigners get this, get, in many cases, a decade of tax exemption. No one can compete against that. You try not paying your taxes for 10 years, folks, and see what they do to you. You see, but you're not a foreigner. Why, Paul Watson, would the government do something like that?
Well, obviously, it's to, we know the agenda, to destroy the economy and jobs in the country, but you were talking about the coal centers which are being farmed out to all these different countries. I actually had a friend tell me that he called up BT, which is the biggest telephone provider in this country. And what most people don't know is that it's company policy with these call centres in India, for example, that the person person that answers your call cannot actually, under company policy, tell you their name. And they're ordered to create fake names, which sound British. And it came out in the London Guardian that they're actually trained as to what's going on in the soap operas in Britain and what the weather's like, so it can appear as if you're actually calling within the country, and it's also...
They even showed that last night. They watch Hollywood movies. They watch the soap operas. They teach them how to, and then to lie to you to go, oh, yes, I'm in England, I'm in the U.S. This was saying the U.S. last night. Oh, that's, I mean, again, look at the deception of that.
And it's also actually, my friend asked this particular person which company they worked for or which subsidiary, and they said that they were ordered by the company not to divulge that information. So not only can they not tell you their real name, they can't even tell you who they're working for. So
and you're supposed to give them your social security numbers, your credit card numbers. They've got all your data, folks.
And then you can't get any data on them. So, yeah, it's all about knowing everything that we're doing. And yet when you try to get some help from these people, it's all company policy not to divulge anything whatsoever.
It's amazing. Paul, I want to run through about 10 articles, get your take on them. Then I want to go to some calls and get into more news into the next hour. Troops find chemical weapons in Iraq. Dozens of mortar rounds containing chemical weapons have been found buried under a road in southern Iraq. It was revealed last night. This is on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Test of a suspicious liquid that was leaking from the shells found that it was a form of blister gas, which include mustard gas. Deposed Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was supposed to have destroyed all chemical weapons, but it is thought that the munitions had been buried for at least 10 years and might date back to the Iran-Iraq War, which ended in 1998. Danish soldiers discovered a cache of 36 120-millimeter mortar rounds buried 45 miles south of the town of Amara, not far from Basra, on Friday. Paul, your response to this?
Well, I mean, ridiculous thing that Iraq hadn't declared them, because even before the war started, Iraq produced this 12,000-page dossier on what weapons they had and which ones the UN had destroyed. The government tore out 8,000 pages and said, look, there's evidence missing, they're lying. So we know what's going on there. But, I mean, it's obvious that this isn't any kind of smoking gun proof. Otherwise, it would be all over the headline news. And
by the way, the 12,000 pages, the Iraqis were smart enough to send other copies to the press. When they thought only two copies were at the UN building, U.S. Special Forces raided the building, grabbed the documents, excised them, then released them. Then when people got other copies, there were the documents of U.S. companies, including the Bushes, selling Saddam the weapons. Think about that.
And that came out in the mainstream German media. And I mean, Kofi Annan admitted that that raid had taken place, and yet he wasn't concerned about doing anything about it. But I mean, with the what this serves to do with these little stories coming out about, you know, so-called weapons of mass destruction or mass distraction, as Tony Blair calls them, is it subtly buries in the mind of the casual observer that the whole WMD premise was true, because they don't see what we report, which are the later retractions where the mobile bio trucks turn out to be for blowing up helium balloons and were sold by the British, and the biological factories, which actually turn out to be bakeries, and etc., etc. And I mean, we've even got Colin Powell. We got the videotape of Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice in early 2001 saying that Saddam had disarmed and was no threat. So it's just one thing on top of another.
What do you make of Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill talking about Bush having the plan to attack Iraq day one in the White House, and the media focusing in on that but ignoring the PNAC documents, which are from the president?
Well, yeah, I basically knew that it was a whitewash as soon as it came out. And that's, you know, I barely posted anything on it, because we already proved that the war was planned years in advance over and over again. I mean, on top of the PNAC documents, which stated, as you mentioned, that Saddam was just a pretext to invade in September 2000, was the most one that got most coverage in the media. On top of that, we have the March 2001 documents from the Cheney Energy Task Force, which laid out all the Iraqi oil fields, pipelines, refineries, terminals, and strategized actually on which companies would get all the contracts after an invasion. And I mean, Judicial Watch got these documents, which were originally written in March 2001. And so with this O'Neill thing, I mean, we got the Drudge Report posting his comments from a year ago where he says he would never criticize the Bush administration then.
Yeah, what they do is they have O'Neill bring this out with a weak argument, tear it apart, and then try to put the whole thing to bed.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's about. It's about debunking O'Neill, but to debunk the whole argument. But what's more interesting, which only received attention in one media report, was also O'Neill's comments about the fact that Bush would conduct policy meetings like a deaf man. He would basically never say anything and just sit there nodding. So again, emphasizing the point that Bush is just a figurehead and he's not really running anything, basically. And that's something the media doesn't want to report, because then they can focus this big left-wing juggernaut onto the distraction of Bush hating, when targeting Bush really won't change anything.
Exactly. I mean, Bush, Clinton, they're just front men, just puppets. Paul, there is so much news here, and let's get into the latest Diana developments. I mean, it's clear they murdered her. She was pregnant with you know, this Arab's child. She said they're going to kill me in a fake automobile accident. That indeed happened. There's been new developments.
Well, the developments a few days ago came from London Times mainly, who reported that Scotland Yard, which is the biggest metropolitan police force in London, had been brought into the Diana investigation to, quote, dismiss the conspiracy theories. Now, according to the media, they are listing all the evidence that we talk about, which is proven as conspiracy theory. So, in effect, what they're saying is that Scotland Yard are getting involved to cover up the evidence. So, on the back of that, we had it out of the Observer yesterday, that the note that Diana wrote saying that Charles was going to kill her in a car crash was actually written a couple of years before it was claimed. Now, obviously, I mean, that's part of this dismissal process, but even if that was true, we have another story out today out of the London Mirror where Diana had another car crash in 95 when her brakes failed. Fortunately, at the time, it was only a minor crash, so she wasn't injured, but her brakes failed in a different car crash in 95. So throughout the whole period, it's obvious that that somebody was trying to kill her before finally succeeding in 97. And then London Times also reported that the blood samples, and I mean, we knew this, but now they're just admitting it, the blood samples of the driver, Henri Paul, who was supposedly drunk at the time, were switched with somebody else, proving the official story that he was drunk.
And we covered this years ago, and just about a month ago, you talked about this on air, and now here it is, mainstream news.
But, of course, they said it was just an accident, and we shouldn't worry about it.
Just like the cameras turned off minutes before the crash in the tunnel and turned towards the wall on accident, just like the car was stolen and then returned, detailed, days before, just like all of this stuff.
And it also came out that the they're going to re-examine the Mercedes, which was involved in the crash. And as you mentioned, before the crash, it was, the Mercedes was changed and was a different model to the one they'd been using earlier in the day.
Now, yeah. On top of that, we have the Queen's former coroner, who works for her, coming out and saying, oh, I saw the body, she wasn't pregnant.
Yeah, which is obviously yet another part of this dismissal process, which they publicly announced. And I mean, we had Diana 2 days before she died saying, I've got a big announcement in 2 days, and I mean, the people who were, you know, intimately involved with Diana said she was pregnant as well. So, I mean, it's one lie after another at the moment. They're doing exactly what I predicted, which was to admit these so-called conspiracy theories, as they call them, but then try and whitewash them to bury the whole process.
And the same thing's going on with O'Neill right now. The Mars mission, Bush is going to announce it supposedly in 2 days. He's already canceled one announcement last month, but he's supposedly going to announce a new moon mission, a new Mars mission. What do you think about that?
Well, it's obvious that partly it's a PR stunt in the Kennedy vein, which you mentioned earlier, to aid Bush's re-election, but I think it goes a lot further than that. I mean, NASA itself is not an an independent organization devoted to, you know, peacefully exploring space. It's basically a criminal arm of the government, because most of the funds don't go into space exploration. That's why, I mean, we've got NASA involved with the brain scanners at Boston Logan Airport. So, I mean, we've got a focus on militarization of space at the moment, and that was actually in the PNAC document. And if you look at the space shuttle program itself, it's 90% controlled by private military contractors. And it was actually Clinton that began that process back in 96 when he gave Boeing and Lockheed Martin basically free rein to spend.
Yeah, I know about 80, it's 80+% of the missions are classified.
And so they've been spending this classified black budget on things like the Aurora project, which is basically an advanced space plane. So, and on top of that, as soon as they got into power, the Bush administration began appointing directors of NASA from the military sector. So in the PNAC documents, we've got what they call full spectrum dominance, which is basically, and this was leaked middle of last year, is about creating a military empire in space with the idea of claiming ownership of near-Earth space and not allowing any other countries to gain access. And so with this black budget, and this is what I think is what this whole new mission is about. It's about funneling the money into these Aurora space planes. So, I mean, and this mission's publicly stated that they will have the ability to destroy any satellites put into orbit by other nations. And then on top of that, we got the lunar base, which they've also been talking about. And again, it's stated in PNAC that they need a lunar base to act as a military outpost. So they're basically going to tear up the space treaty and have this all set in motion by 2014. So it's nothing to do with exploring space. It's about militarizing space, and people's tax dollars are basically going to fund the New World Order's next colony, their next empire, which they've announced will be in space.
And that's what we'd all read from the documents over the last few decades. That's exactly their plan. And they're also going to have these big platforms in space, these battle stations. Folks, this isn't Alex Jones saying this. This is the government. With particle beams, you name it, where they can just fry people individually on the surface of the Earth. That's going to be nice. And a new ground-penetrating radar arrays in space to look through our walls, not just take photos of us. Very, very scary stuff. Let's a few calls, and we'll get back into news. And there's a bunch of it here, folks. That's just a small tidbit. Let's talk to Spencer in Ohio, then Chris, Dan, Richard, and Stacy, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Spencer.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Which gas station should I start boycotting to keep the Bush Empire from getting any richer? Secondly, what does your guest think when America burned their Beatle albums, and if he knows what a polyorb is?
All right, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Let me just comment on that first question. The Bushes are a high-level servant management family. They do own some oil companies and some stock. They're worth tens of billions of dollars. They hide their wealth. But they're just puppets, so, there's really no way to boycott the Bushes. You want to boycott the Bushes, fight prison labor, these private prisons. That's what they're really, they invest their money mainly there. It's one of their biggest investments. And then I guess the other comment about Beatles albums was being sarcastic because Paul's British. And then the third question is, I've known what a polyorb or whatever he said is, but I can't place it. Go ahead, Paul.
No idea what a polyorb is, but... And even with the Beatles thing, it is interesting. Obviously, we have no agreement with John Lennon's religious or philosophical doctrines, but it is a fact that the man who killed him was trained at the School of the Americas, which was a CIA, basically, assassination program. And so it's obvious that, I mean, John Lennon was killed because at the time, he was becoming politically active.
He started, he got out of all his liberalism and occult stuff and started writing songs, and I've got a CD of them, about the New World Order, you Satanist, you kill the children. I mean, these songs are, it sounds like Eyes Wide Shut, folks. And then this guy who admittedly had been part of a CIA program, and that's admitted, walks up and shoots him.
Yes, I mean, at the time he was becoming a threat, because before, with the whole Hare Krishna, you know, peace hippie movement, they left him alone because that wasn't a threat, because it was all, I mean, the LSD was brought in by the government in the first place, and that was all set up. But when he started to focus on actually, you know, changing something and getting really involved, that's when he became too much of a threat for them to tolerate. So that's why he was taken out.
Absolutely. We're going to break and come back and get into more news and calls. So, Chris and Dan and everybody, stay there. We're going to get to you. Paul's going to be with us into the next hour. So will you, hopefully. And I want to get into some of this other news. Blair admits weapons of mass destruction may never be found. I thought he'd resign if they didn't find them. Also, report all flyers to be assigned threat ranking. This is the CAPS 2 system. You're going to have a job anywhere. The U.S. Army College attacks Bush terror policy. More than 500 U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq, says the Pentagon. Vaccine linked to Gulf War syndrome. News of Australia. And a bunch of other news. Again, we haven't even scratched the surface. It's all very important, and it's coming up on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
George Bush on national television shortly after 9/11. George Bush said the war on terror would last 100 years. Others have said two, three generations. Here's the BBC. Terror war could last 50 years, and of course the big complex that's built up around it won't let it go away in 50 years. They'll provide more terror. It's like the drug war. People can't figure out why they'd ship it in. Not just the profits, but the police state and the prison industry and the corruption of the police they get out of it. Well, it's the same thing with the war on terror. They engage in the terror. They then get the business out of it. The war on terror could last up to 50 years, a senior U.K. intelligence officer has warned. Speaking at a U.S. government-sponsored conference in Las Vegas, Superintendent Stuart Harrison offered a rare insight into the intelligence community. We'll get more into that in the next hour. Paul, your comments on this issue.
Well, yeah, we had Bush saying 100 years. We got BBC saying 50 years today. But, I mean, this is a U.K. expert saying this, and, I mean, you just have to ask yourself, who needs the terror? I mean, at the moment, we've got the British government trying to push this civil contingencies bill, and we've got the ID card on the racks as well. So,
and we've got Rudolph Giuliani heading up, selling this to the states and counties, making tens of millions of dollars a year off the terror. That's his payoff for keeping his mouth shut.
And in Britain, it's all permissible that we have this endless war on terror because basically this country's been under a state of emergency since September 11, officially.
Also now, they're saying you've passed the 4 million mark of government surveillance cameras, and they're announcing they're going to add even more.
Yeah, the 4 million number itself, and that was in the Independent yesterday, or today, Big Brother Britain 2004. They're saying 4.1, 4.2 million. There's actually probably that amount of cameras just in London alone, because that's where they're taking the figures from. And so, I mean, we've had reports before which say 10, 15 million, and now they've got programs to put them in areas of natural wilderness to keep out people trying to start forest fires. So,
yeah, and now here it's, oh, to stop junk dumping. All the woods in Austin are going to have cameras and microphones. Again, this is right out of 1984.
Yeah, 3 years ago, the British government announced a £70 million program, which is about $150 million, to put cameras in the trees in every single natural wilderness area.
And now it gets worse. Now you have them shouting at you with bullhorns on the cameras, with tattletales watching you. Now the New York Times announces that here. That's where they'll get their manpower to man all these, but the border stays wide open. Paul, we got about a minute left. We're going to come back and take calls, but plug your book. I carry it. I published it. Order Out of Chaos. It's the best work out there. Why should folks get it?
Well, one chapter that we've got, which is basically the last chapter, because I was finishing the book right as the Iraq war was going on, goes through all the different quotes out of the PNAC documents, which we've been talking about today, which prove that the war was staged in advance. So, I mean, we've got that chapter. We've got the British MI5 terror chapter, which is particularly relevant to the prison without trial story today, because MI5 have been caught carrying out the bombings in London to get all this police state. So it's basically a synopsis of that, and it's been very successful in my experience.
Bottom line, folks, it's $19. The book's over 300 pages full of photos, documents, legislation. $19.95. Get a second copy to give as a gift for $11.95, and support this man's incredible work and support what we're doing. Please call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Call right now, folks, 888-253-3139, or go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. Don't wait. Get Order Out of Chaos. Get my videos. Get them out to people. Expose the terrorists. Expose these criminals. We cannot allow them to get away with this. We can only stop them by exposing them. They're murderers. Help us do it.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 8 a.m.